U.S. President Barack Obama opened the plenary session by describing the progress that many countries have made since the very beginning of the summit.
This is a perfect example of a 21st century security challenge that no one nation can solve alone. It requires coalitions and sustained coordination across borders and institutions. And the good news is we've made significant progress.
Chinese President Xi Jinping delivered a keynote speech at the plenary session opening, where he called for more political input, stronger defense, and an atmosphere of joint effort and shared benefits in order to build a global nuclear security architecture featuring fairness and win-win cooperation. He says while stepping up its own nuclear security, China will actively advance related international cooperation, share its technologies and expertise, and contribute resources and platforms. President Xi Jinping's commitment to the pooling of resources follows the inauguration of a new Center of Excellence on Nuclear Security in the suburb of Beijing that has already provided training services to more than 200 candidates from around a dozen countries and regions. Industry insiders are also motivated. Daniel Lipman is Vice President of Suppliers and International Programs at the Nuclear Energy Institute, a nuclear industry lobbying group in the United States.
I think President Xi's speech is a call to action, and that we in the civilian nuclear industry globally all need to do our part and contribute our resources and effectiveness to maintain nuclear security.
Participants of the summit, including China, have made specific commitments and will continue to cooperate under five international organizations to bolster the security of nuclear materials. For CRI, I'm Luo Laiming in Washington, D.C.